my soul. If that's what you need me to do, now baby, it's your move. All you got to do is believe in love.
News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In the hush money trial of Donald Trump, Stormy Daniels has wrapped up testimony. Defense attorneys accused Daniels of lying about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to reimburse fixer Michael Cohen for payments made to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Election and campaign finance attorney Jerry Goldfeder says details of the sexual encounter won't matter in the end.
Whether or not the details are exactly the same from one year to the next, the truth of the matter is Trump paid her to keep her story quiet, to shut her up. And that's at the heart of the case.
Trump's attorneys also renewing calls for a mistrial. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin welcomed his German counterpart today for bilateral meetings in Washington. And a string of severe storms sweeping across the country blamed for at least two deaths in Tennessee last night after tornadoes tore through. This is ABC News. Victory Day Parade taking place in Moscow's Red Square. The celebrations marking the defeat of the Nazis. Inflation has taken a toll on family budgets, and consumers are finding shopping around has helped with the rising costs of groceries.
While grocery prices were up 26%, many people like Lauren Ajiri of Tampa, Florida, are shopping around for the best prices on groceries by going to multiple stores.
I learned how to map out where those things are going to be less expensive.
She says she visits roughly four different grocery stores weekly.
I don't mind putting in the extra time because it does ultimately save my family money.
ABC's Becky Worley. The overhead bins on planes are for carry-ons, not for passengers. But a woman was spotted inside one on a Southwest flight from Albuquerque. She was found by a flight attendant before the plane took off for Phoenix. She said she just wanted to take a nap. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. President Joe Biden touts Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment to build an AI data center on the Pleasant Prairie campus of the failed Foxconn project. And as expected, Biden's remarks over the noon hour in Racine on Wednesday included digs at his predecessor.
100 homes were bulldozed. They wasted hundreds of millions of dollars, your state and local tax dollars, to promise a project that never happened. Foxconn turned out to be just that, a con. Go figure.
Biden's latest visit to the crucial state comes with the latest Quinnipiac University poll showing him leading Donald Trump 50% to 44% among registered voters in Wisconsin. Paul Ryan doesn't want Trump back in the White House.
The Janesville native, who served as House Speaker during part of Trump's first term, telling Yahoo Finance this week that he doesn't plan on voting for his party's presumed nominee and instead plans to write in another Republican candidate. Ryan saying character is too important to him and that the presidency requires the kind of character Trump doesn't have. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new study again ranks Wisconsin worst in the nation for its black residents.
24/7 Wall Street analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and other sources. According to the study, the median household income for black individuals in Wisconsin of just over $38,000 is only 51% of the $75,000 median household income for whites. Home ownership for black residents stands at 26.5% compared to nearly 72% for white residents. Black residents make up 6.1% of the state's population, but have an unemployment rate of 8.3%. The unemployment rate for white residents, just 3%. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today and cooler. Highs will tap the mid-60s with spotty sprinkles possible. But as clouds clear overnight, a frost is possible as we dip down to the mid-30s. We start tomorrow off with some sunshine, but clouds quickly thicken with rain rolling in. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Conservation Ag Movement. Directly following the news, Greg Henderson from Drovers. I'm the handsome newsman, Davis Michelson. And now, the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
Davis Michelson. How are you doing, buddy? We made it all the way down here to Texas.
I'm really, really glad to hear it. What's a look outside your office window right now?
Dude, I'm in a beautiful garden setting down here, number one. But I came by, I saw winter wheat that was, that some of it was being cut and baled. I'm sure that they needed some hay. That wheat crop looks like it's going to make a crop. There's grass. There's green grass down here. There's some water standing on the sides of the road in places, Davis. It's kind of a miraculous thing when you think about everything that they've been through down here in North Texas.
Are you sure you're in Texas?
I could just be in Iowa someplace now that you think about it. I could be confused. I don't know.
It's been known to happen. Yeah. Huh. Well, that's terrific.
Yes, it has.
I've got the whole list of the good folks that you're going to talk to. Bro, it's a long list. You've got quite the lineup for us today.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much to the folks at Trust in Beef for putting this together and making it possible for us to get down here for this sustainable ranch tour. You know, here's the thing. There are so many ranches out there that are and have been sustainable for generations. They've just got a story to tell. The problem is they're not telling the story, Davis. Yep. And we're going to help tell some of those stories and highlight some of the ranches along the way and make sure that consumers in particular are very much aware of the sustainability efforts that have been in place for generations across the cattle ranches across America. So really looking forward to this whole series of conversations that we're going to be having this year.
Well, that's great. You know, sometimes agriculture isn't real good at tooting its own horn. They brought in a ringer, didn't they? They brought in Chip Flory to toot the horn for them.
We're going to do it. We are going to do it. Loud and clear. Let's get to the news.
I'll start with the weather. Severe thunderstorms and excessive rainfall threats continue today from the southern plains to the southeast and remain across the southeast on Friday. Heavy snow will continue over the higher elevations of the central Rockies. Early season heat spreads along the Gulf Coast and Florida today with above normal temperatures across the Pacific Northwest.
by the weekend.
Yeah, we got a note from, or we got tagged in a note from Montana. How you doing up there, Michelle? She said that I was surprised by some snow in North Dakota. Well, it's snowing in Montana, too.
Yeah, yep. I've got a daily sale to talk about here. Private exporters reported sales of 132,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico. That's split about half and half between the 23-24 and the 24-25 marketing year. A corn sale to Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God for Mexico when it comes to corn demand.
Yeah. Well, Rosario Grain Exchange cut its Argentine corn crop estimate to 47.5 million metric tons amid leafhopper damage. It says the disease has damaged around 20% of the country's corn crop this year, and under normal conditions, Chip, production should be somewhere around 61 million metric tons rather than the 47.5 proposed by the Rosario Grain Exchange now.
It's an issue, and some of the importers that typically would rely on some corn out of Argentina had better get their act together. They need to get some stuff bought out of the U.S.
And strike season continues in Argentina. Chip, Argentina's oilseed union will join a national one-day strike today alongside other unions who are upset over proposed labor reforms backed by President Javier Milei. Philip Swagel, the Congressional Budget Office director, highlighted the daunting outlook for the U.S. fiscal situation, with the 2024 deficit now expected to approach $2 trillion. This worsening financial scenario is driven in part by recent costly measures, including a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, a bank rescue by the FDIC, and expanded federal student loan forgiveness. The CBO warns that without timely intervention to manage the deficit, the necessary adjustments could become more severe. U.S. mortgage rates fell for the first time since late March, now at 7.18% for a 30-year fixed loan, giving some relief to home buyers and lifting applications for purchases and refinancing. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene brought up her motion to oust Speaker Mike Johnson, asked for a vote. The motion would have led, the motion would have had to be voted on within two legislative days. But get this, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise moved immediately to table or set aside Green's resolution right after it was read into the record by the House clerk. I think that's the definition of dead on arrival, Chip.
Yeah. Well, if it wasn't, it is now, is what it gets down to. They need to get their act together and get behind some leadership.
Senator Tommy Tuberville finally here criticized the Democrats' farm bill framework led by Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow as a partisan document that neglects essential ag priorities in favor of spending on nutrition and climate-related conservation. Tuberville contends the proposal fails to adequately support farmers, foresters, and producers. Over to you, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Greg Henderson, editorial director at Drovers. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Chip. I'm glad to hear there's moisture in North Texas.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. It's gorgeous. I mean, there's belly deep grass out there in some of those pastures, and it's looking pretty good. So,
well, hopefully this can maybe be the beginning of building this cow herd, and the effects of that drought that we've talked about for two or three years are ongoing for the beef market, specifically. You know, we talked about this packer slowdown, the slower fed cattle slaughter, and that's affecting the supply of beef. So these cattle are being slaughtered at heavier weights because there's a little bit of a packer slowdown, right? So we've got cattle 3 pounds heavier at slaughter this year than last year, up 3% over the past two or three years, In 2020, those COVID disruptions. So these cattle are almost that weight now. And so what's happening, Chip, is these heavier weights have contributed to a downtrend in the value of fat beef trimmings. Yeah. Rather than move higher like it did last year, the price of 50-50 lean is going down and is currently priced $74 a hundred weight. That's 63% lower than a year ago.
Dude.
So, Chip, what all of this is doing is that these higher prices have caused the end users, the retailers, to adjust either by raising prices for beef or building inventories? Probably both. In the near term, this ample supply of 50-50 trim has made a tough demand situation even worse.
Yeah. I hadn't realized that the 50-50 market had gotten as low as it is. Down 63% from a year ago is something that we really need to pay attention to. Greg, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Chip.
All right. We are live at the GBRC Ranch in North Texas. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Chad Ellis and Jimmy Emmons right here on AgriTalk.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty herbicide. Get post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle-ready. Meet your ally, AticusLLC.com.
Production of animals is filled with variation and inconsistency. At United Animal Health, we innovate animal science to impact the health of animals using the least amount of resources. Our science aims to produce greater consistency with less variation, allowing you to maximize your genetic investment. At United Animal Health, we believe you're only as good as your animals. We offer scientifically better products that are as reliable as we are. United Animal Health. Good people you can trust.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and the GBRC Ranch in North Texas. I'm your host, Chip Flory, and we are out on the Trust in Beef Sustainable Ranch Tour. And joining us right now, we've got Chad Ellis, CEO of the Texas Ag Land Trust. Chad? Welcome.
Well, yeah, thanks, Chip. It's a pleasure to be out here. A blessing. Look at this weather.
Tough duty today, yeah, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it, though.
That's right. No, it's a beautiful day for a ranch tour out here.
Absolutely.
It really is. Yeah. Really is. We've also got Jimmy Emmons. He is the Senior VP for Climate Smart Programs at Farm Journal. Jimmy, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Chip.
What in the world are we doing in North Texas?
Oh, we're enjoying a beautiful ranch, beautiful weather, green grass, a lot of hay being harvested.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful down here.
Okay. Tell me about the Trust in Beef Sustainable Ranches Tour.
It's a new concept we started this year. We're at stop one today here at the GBRC Ranch. We have four more stops in Oklahoma, Nebraska, South Dakota, and North Dakota.
Okay.
And so you're going to see a lot of diversity, hear a lot of different ranching, but a lot of sustainability and generations coming back to the ranch.
Who are these tours for? Who do you want here for the tours?
So we want a very diverse audience. This is the first time Chad and I put this model together that we are targeting ranchers that want to get to the next level, mm-hmm. talk about sustainable beef and markets down the road. We have a retailer that's going to be here with us at noon to talk about consumer demand and the pros, cons, challenges, opportunities in sustainable beef and how do we get to the next level. And then we have about a third of the crowd that registered as others. So consumers, some educators out in the that maybe has a small herd but have an 8-to-5 job. So there's about a third, and a third. So a very diverse audience. And that's what we really want to focus on. Last night at the reception, I told everybody, if you look at 1492, when people started heading west, they headed west with multiple wagons, not just one.
Yeah.
And so the strength is in numbers and support to one another. And that's what we're trying to build here is the network.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, Jimmy. And like I said in my opening comments, there are a lot of really good sustainability stories out there on ranches across Texas, across the West. The problem is we're just not telling them.
That's right. That's right. And that's what the reason you guys are here today. Yeah. That's the reason we're here, to get everybody started in this new network that we're building. Mm-hmm. And so 30 to 40 days after this in-person tour here, we're going to do a virtual follow-up with everybody that was here to see if, you know, Chip took something back home. Did you find success with that? Is there a hurdle? Is there a barrier that we can help you with? Or is there a story that you and I can help tell out of that, a success story?
Very cool, Jimmy. Very cool. We'll get back to you here in a minute. Chad Ellis, CEO of Texas Ag Land Trust. Tell me about Texas Ag Land Trust.
Yeah, Texas Ag Land Trust, we're 18 years and moving forward, Chip. We were brought together by the three grassroots organizations around landowners here in Texas. So the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, Texas Farm Bureau, and Texas Wildlife Association. And we were developed to be able to help empower, help to keep that heritage and legacy for the next generation and keep working lands working. And so our bread and butter is looking at conservation easements. We're trying to find as many tools that we can develop to help bring more financial incentives to keep those families going.
Right. Okay. It sounds, came by a wetland pond out here. Is that one of your projects?
It is not.
Okay.
No. I mean, our aspect is just trying to keep the whole ranch together and give them tools to keep in business. And so, but we're there to help landowners, help ranchers, farmers across the state and anything they need.
Okay. Now, in anything that you need,
what's
the range of services?
Yeah. So our services come, you know, conservation easements. We're looking at, can we help them with carbon markets, water markets, thinking of new and innovative things of biodiversity markets? How can we help give them incentives? Let me kind of back up, right? Sure. Conservation without compensation is only a conversation, right? And so what we're trying to do is find incentives, compensation for them to, like Jimmy said, right, is to be better and to kind of move to that next level. Well, we can't do that, you know, without those compensations and incentives to help move us forward.
Well, it keeps things voluntary when there's some compensation involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about quite often, and Jimmy, chime in on this as well. We want these conservation efforts, sustainability efforts, to be voluntary, to be something that the landowners are moving forward willingly. Because the last thing that anybody wants is for all of a sudden mandates to come from somebody that doesn't know what the heck it happens on a ranch, right?
Exactly. We're seeing that overseas. Here in the United States, for years, we've tried voluntary conservation, you know, to incentivize people to do the better thing. And we've done really, really well at that. Overseas decided to take the baseball bat approach and said, this is the way we're going to do it. And, you know, there's been a lot of riots and uprising and farmers protest.
So, which would happen here.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And so that's what we want to do. That's the reason, you know, Trust in Food created Trust in Beef, is to help ranchers get to the next level on their own. That's the reason we're showing what can be done here at GBARC today and what's available and the steps that they have taken to get to this point.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all about a journey. It's not a quarter mile race.
Yeah.
It's a marathon. And so one step at a time, one practice at a time, understand that, modify it, adapt it, because we're going to have some failures and some glips, or at least some learning opportunities.
Yeah.
And so when you have them, you set back and adjust what farmers have done for years. I mean, that's the reason farmer and ranchers are still here, is because they adapted and moved forward.
Gotcha. Chad, what about the National Grazing Land Coalition? Tell me about that.
Yeah, National Grazing Land Coalition is a group I've been part of for 20 plus years. It's ranchers that came together in 1991.
Okay.
And a bunch of ranchers came together in Bozeman, Montana, and kind of said, hey, after the 1985 Farm Bill, a lot of those funds went to farming and highly erodible land. And it kind of shifted, you know, resources, right, from the Natural Resource Conservation Service of, you know, they needed to help and, you know, follow that mandate of the Farm Bill. We lost a lot of that technical assistance on the ground, the boots on the ground to help those ranchers kind of move forward. And so, you know, ranchers came together. We organized, we started the National Grazing Land Coalition to be the grassroots organization to help with technical assistance with ranchers across the country, but also more importantly, to tell the story, Chip, of the value of our grazing lands and what they mean to America.
Yep. So practical issues, things that really work on a ranch is what the coalition is about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
So how do you go about getting that? How does someone that's interested in getting involved, how do they?
Yeah. So the first step is really look at, we have the National Grazing Land Coalition is the big umbrella.
Okay.
And then we have state coalitions underneath that. You know, so go to the National Grazing Land Coalition website. You can look through to your state and then find that local contact and, get in touch there.
Yeah. Can I ask you for an example of, you know, a real life example of where sharing that information through the coalition really worked?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you look at, look here at GBARC. It's a good example. I mean, what better example here? You know, Meredith and GC and Mary work with, the local Grazing Land Coalition here, which is in multiple counties. And what they do is just kind of like this tour and where we're here today. It's ranchers coming together, going on tours, learning, networking, and helping each other move in that journey.
What a rewarding way of going about sharing the experiences, Jimmy, got on your farm. It's a low pressure environment. It's a come and learn at your own pace kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And we all like to learn from one another.
Yeah.
It's not from the expert at the university or a research entity that ranchers and farmers really want to learn from.
Right.
They want to see what Chip has took back to the ranch and farm, and he's doing something a little different and he seems to be profitable.
Yeah,
because I've seen the new tractor, a new vehicle here, so I need to zero in on that.
Yeah,
and so that's really what we designed here, is a great learning opportunity for ranchers to learn from one another.
It's fantastic, Chad. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chip.
You bet. That is Chad Ellis, CEO of the Texas Ag Land Trust. Jimmy Emmons from Farm Journal is going to stick around. We're going to be joined by David Holzer. He is the director of the ag programs at Enriched Ag. We're at the GBARC Ranch down in North Texas here on AgriTalk.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Time for Markets Now with the experts from Pro Farmer.
Joining me now, Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. B, it's kind of a weird day. We've got corn and soybeans going down. We've got wheat going up. What's happening?
Yeah. Get more with Stein. When it comes to soybean breeding, more generations equals additional yield. 2.2% more yield per generation. By introducing more new genetics faster than any other seed company, Stein delivers on the Stein Has Yield promise. For elite genetics paired with simple, flexible, and effective weed control, plant Stein Enlist E3 soybeans. Stein Has Yield. Yield plus advantage. Learn more at steinseed.com.
Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 25 to 2043, July up 1 to 2002, August down 8 to 1973, September down 12 at 1963. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher. Hogs are mostly mixed today. Now, there's still some optimism over improved demand with strong product prices, and that is also still helping to support the markets today, but we still could see some choppy type of trade today. June live cattle up $1.15 to $177.62. May feeder cattle up 20 cents to $2.40.40. And May hogs now up 2 cents to $92.55. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat, meanwhile, are moving mostly lower. Wheat now is actually moving mostly higher in many contracts, as there's reports that three Russian provinces have declared emergencies due to severe crop damage. Now, the Russian ag minister, though, is downplaying all of that, but that has the markets for wheat moving higher. Again, corn and soybeans are moving mostly lower, as the weather forecast does have a little bit of something for everyone, including that open window for planting, and that's pressuring prices. New crop corn down 3 to 478 and a quarter. New crop beans down 8.5 to 1204 and a half. Chicago wheat to July now up 3 to 637. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekin.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us. We are live at the GBRC Ranch down North Texas at a Trust in Food Sustainable Ranch Tour. Jimmy Ammons is back with us, the Senior VP of Climate Smart Programs at Farm Journal. And joining us, David Polzer. He is the Director of Ag Programs at Enriched Ag. David, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. David, hold on just a second, because I want to go to Jimmy. During the break, I was thinking about something. Why the GBRC Ranch? Why are we here?
Well, we wanted to come to someone that's been progressive, been in this a little while, has something to share, and to tell a story about they've changed their soil profile here. So NRCS is here showing that change. So we wanted ranchers to see what's possible. And then we have new technology and new partners like Enriched Ag with us that's bringing technology that will help further that knowledge on. And we're excited about Enriched coming on as a new partner with Trust in Beef.
All right. Well, David, tell me about Enriched Ag.
Well, be glad to.
You bet.
Enriched Ag is a relatively new company. We've been around and under development now for about 3 years.
Okay.
And we're a technology company that is working in the agricultural space to bring monitoring of agriculture at scale and be able to ingest the information that we capture via remote sensing.
Okay.
To be able to inform producers, land managers, ranchers, things of that nature, around a series or a whole host of things that help support their management systems.
Okay. So this monitoring system, are you looking to identify what's going right or where some areas of improvement could be?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I think with our technology, we can look back in time and establish baselines and see where we've been.
Mm-hmm.
We can look out on the landscape today and see where we are. And with some of our technology, we can look out over the horizon to predict what might be coming. And I think that is part of the beauty of what we can do.
Yeah.
And being able to monitor a variety of management systems and styles to help, like I said, inform those individuals making the decisions where they are in their progression towards their management goals.
Right. Okay. So what specifically have you put into action here at the GBRC?
Currently, Meredith and her family have deployed what we call the Enriched Ag Vision Camera System.
Okay.
It's a camera about half the size of a shoebox, I would say.
Okay.
It amounts to your ranch vehicle, whether that be a side-by-side, feed truck, tractor, pickup.
Okay.
And you control it remotely with your phone, and you turn it on and go about your daily activities, and it's taking a photograph, if you will.
Yeah.
We refer to it as an image, about every 10 seconds. And so as you're going about your daily activities, it's gathering imagery that we take in and perform analysis on and report back to the managers about things, where they are in relation to conservation practices, forage growth, invasive species, animal health and well-being, and also ranch infrastructure.
It's amazing technology.
It sounds like it. And the analysis, David, that has to go on of these images that are being collected every 10 seconds.
Right.
I mean, that's a monumental effort right there. How does that happen?
I would say that is the strength of our company, is the deep understanding and the capability to deal with large amounts of data, to utilize some of the current technology and machine learning and artificial intelligence to make informed decisions at scale.
Yeah.
And being able to report that back in a manner that is useful and understandable.
Exactly.
And not
mumbo jumbo.
And and really, one of the things that, as we designed this, the user interface with this, one of the last things that anybody wants to do is come home from the end of a day where we know things can happen.
Yeah.
And have to sit down in front of a computer and input a bunch of stuff. We wanted it to be low touch so that even if you're not comfortable with technology, you can still use this.
Yeah.
And therefore, I mean, we took it to the next level, I think, in being able to allow people to just go about their daily lives, gather the imagery, and we report back to them to help answer and inform them on some of the decisions they have.
That's amazing to me.
And one of the key things is, you know, as a satellite looks down, it sees green, but then you can ground truth it with the camera and see if that green is an invasive species, is that a tree or is it good forages? So that, that technology on the ground truthing then can go in and say, this is what you've got that's edible, and this is the species that you have. And so it really starts helping ground truth that imagery.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great point. I'm sitting here thinking about putting this technology to work. You talk about consumers out there that think about the ranch life.
Right.
And oh, how slow it must be out there and how they're, you know, behind the times, but they're getting along. This is putting state-of-the-art technology to work, and most importantly, state-of-the-art analysis on the data that is coming in, because you can get all kinds of good data coming in, but if you don't have the analysis to put on it, it's not worth anything.
Correct.
So this combination is really pretty fascinating, David.
It really is. It's an exciting time in the industry.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time to be involved with a project like this that we truly hope benefits those that are making the difference, those that are taking the risk and putting themselves out there every day. Mm-hmm. We want to keep, to borrow the phrase, working lands working. And if you think about the history and the legacy of a lot of these ranches that are multi-generation and they're planning for the future generations, how can we help them and equip them with technology that helps them make decisions today that'll benefit the generations to come?
And it also helps tell the story. It helps Meredith and her family tell the story of how they handle their cattle with ease. These cattle have a great life and maybe one bad moment.
Yeah.
And how they handle them and how they drive through them and the grasses that they have and the bountiful species of butterflies and birds that really come back.
It's paradise down here, by the way. Absolutely. It's unbelievable.
It is. And we're in the middle of the flyway of the monarchs from here to our north stop in North Dakota, as well as main migratory birds. So as we regenerate ranches and take the next level of sustainability, it helps the whole ecosystem, not just cows. You know, as Ducks Unlimited, another one of our good partners, talks about what's good for the cow is good for the duck.
Yeah.
And so it's that way. And this technology has the ability to capture all that and really ground truth it to a new level that we've never seen.
So David, the technology that you're talking about, is it for a ranch or a farm that is just getting started on a conservation journey, as Jimmy described it? Or is this for a ranch that's, you know, like the GBRC that has already got all kinds of efforts in place and you're just looking to go to the next level?
I think it's applicable to any and above, all the above.
Okay.
I really do, because I think we're all at different points along our journey and it's hard to know where we're going if we don't know where we've come from.
Yeah. You got to baseline it. That's right.
And I feel like this technology helps establish that with meaningful objective data.
Yeah.
That we can come back and measure the impact of management change over time, whether or not you're starting, you know, further along in that journey, or you read about it and you decided, well, let's try this. I think it's very applicable to both.
Yeah. Yeah. Jimmy, you made a great point about how it enables telling the stories that are out there and that need to be told. But I'm going to come back to the data. One of the first times that you and I talked, we talked about data.
That's right.
And how important it is to make sure that it's being used correctly. It feels, Jimmy, like some of the conservation data that is being collected now is finally got us. It's helpful.
Yes, it is. And it's in a helpful format that everybody can comprehend and understand. And that's very critical. So sometimes we leave people behind unintentionally because they feel like they don't have the data or they're not tech savvy.
Yeah.
And then we have the other side that are very technical people, but this works for everybody. And it's another example of how Trust and Beef works, bringing good partners that makes days like today possible to get information to ranchers and to the next level.
Okay, Jimmy, you're going to be leaving us. How do we learn more about Trust in Beef?
Trustinbeef.com.
Trustinbeef.com. Pretty simple.
Pretty simple. And it will take you to the Sustainable Ranchers Tour, and you can register online for the upcoming events. And then as we talk more later today, we'll talk about the network that we're building to get everybody to stay connected.
Excellent. And Enriched Ag, David, how do we learn more about that?
Enriched.ag.
Enriched.ag. Really, really cool stuff. And not only how the information is being gathered, but boy, putting the analysis on it and then making some real practical changes and putting them to work for you out on a farm or a ranch. It's really important stuff. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
That is David Polzer. He is the Director of Ag Programs at Enriched Ag. Jimmy Emmons, Future Beef, Climate Smart Programs at Farm Journal. We've got Michaela Clauser and Reba Cowan from NPBA coming up next here on AgriChat.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Planting season, the Be Sure campaign, organized by the Growing Matters Coalition, is back again to protect pollinator habitats and safeguard biodiversity across America's farmland. Since 2019, the Be Sure campaign has helped educate millions of growers and applicators on best management practices and responsible stewardship when applying neonicotinoid products. For guidance, tips, and resources, visit growingmatters.org/besure.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/PACT to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG. Lazy yellow moon
coming up tonight. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. We are live at the GBRC Ranch in North Texas for Trustin' Beef Sustainable Ranch Tour. Joining me now, Michaela Clauser. She is the director of producer education at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Michaela, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Glad that you are here. And Reba Collin. Reba is the Environmental Stewardship Award Program Director there at NCBA. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Glad that you're here, Michaela. I want to start with this because we're talking about sustainable operations, sustainable ranching. And a sustainable operation is a healthy operation. And on a cattle ranch, I mean, health starts with the animals themselves, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I think animal health, cattle health and care and sustainability, you know, they go hand in hand. So, you know, healthy cattle are productive cattle, are profitable cattle, higher performing cattle, and therefore they are sustainable cattle.
Yep. And you promote that through BQA, the Beef Quality Assurance Program, correct?
Yes, correct. So the Beef Quality Assurance Program is a really total quality management welfare program that we have. You know, we cover everything from cattle health and welfare all the way through, you know, prioritizing worker safety, grazing management programs, you know, and everything in between, nutrition and everything. So it's really total quality management is the key, and that helps lead to sustainability.
Well, and not that long ago, I was a 4-H leader. Okay. And BQA is part of the effort through 4-H. If you're in the beef program, you're going to BQA classes.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, BQA, you know, we've really continued to expand. So we have equivalents as well. So with 4-H and FFA students, you know, we have the YQCA, so Youth for the Quality Care program as well. That's a BQA equivalent. You know, the dairy farm program, calf care and quality assurance, and, you know, these multitude of equivalents, you know, we're able to work with, you know, industry partners to continue to promote total animal welfare.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we talk about how important it is for things to be voluntary rather than mandated in farming and ranching. And participation in BQA is a voluntary effort.
Completely voluntary. It's science-based, industry-led. So, you know, 30 years ago, you know, our consumers, they weren't the happiest with our product. We had consistency issues, quality issues. And so we came together as an industry and decided, you know, how are we going to benchmark this? And through the National Beef Quality Audits, you know, audit over audit that takes place every 5 years, we've been able to focus on the continuous improvement, continuously improve our product and prioritize cattle welfare at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, and with the way the consumers have got their eye on quality now, it's a very important effort out there, no doubt about it. Reba, how does this fit with the NCBA's Environmental Stewardship Award program?
So this fits really well with our ESAP program. We really focus on stewardship of the land and care of your animals and just thinking of the your ranch as an entirety. And I think Meredith is a highlight of this on GBRC and really showcases how she emphasizes biodiversity on her land and truly cares about everything from her cattle down to the smallest insect on the operation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. She's about the mama cows, isn't she? I mean, I know that some operations out there, it's all about the bulls. Let's bring the bulls in. She's kind of got a soft spot for the mama cows, doesn't she?
Oh, definitely. I was just out there talking with her, and just her focus has been on getting some mama cows out there that fit with her operation and truly are sustainable for her goals and aspirations. So truly an inspiration.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of those cattle here before we wrap things up. It's pretty cool to be here on the ranch that is a new ESAP winner, isn't it?
Yep. So about 2.5 weeks ago, we officially announced that GBRC was our national winner of the Environmental Stewardship Award program there in Washington, D.C. She's recognized as our 33rd operation. So pretty special to have GBRC and Meredith.
What does that take? What does it take to get, you know, to get over the top and to be a national ESAP winner?
Definitely. So we highlight 7 operations each year from different regions of the country. And then those 7 regions have their videos produced. And our selection committee ultimately has to make one of the hardest decisions because all 7 operations are always astounding and truly care for their land and their cattle and just appreciate everything that they do. So our selection committee gathers and ultimately decides one person to win. And it's always sad, but always so exciting as well. But truly a spokesperson.
A lot of deserving stories out there.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I mean, that's where we started in the conversation. There are so many stories, positive stories to be told out there. We just need to do a better job of telling them. That's part of the reason that we are here at the GBRC to make sure that people understand. And what an opportunity to gather some more data, some more information for educational efforts, isn't it, Michaela?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, events like this are crucial to you know, producers and to the industry. Being able to come together, network, you know, we know that we learn so much more through our fellow producers. So being able to come to a ranch, hear from Meredith and these experts that we have brought out, you know, we're really excited to see what happens.
Yeah. Real quick. What do you hope that the attendees of the ranch tour take home with them?
Yeah. So, you know, that's such a large question. I might be a little partial. You know, I want everyone to go home and get BQA certified. I think that can be a really good first step. You can get certified online for free at bqa.org, or you know, in states and so many states we have a really great network of these BQA state coordinators that do in person events. So you know, finding your coordinator and attending an event. So yeah,
fantastic. And if listeners would like to learn more about ESAP, where do they go for that, Reba?
They can go to environmentalstewardship.org and learn about all our regional winners and how to nominate a winner.
That's fantastic. Maybe get involved themselves, huh?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Michaela Clouser, thank you so much. Michaela is the director of producer education at NCBA, and Reba Collins, the Environmental Stewardship Award Program Director at NCBA. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. All right. Davis, that wraps up our morning coverage. We're going to be back here at the GBRC this afternoon. More conversation about conservation out here at the GBRC.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable.
If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies.